My name's Heather, and I am the seasonal marine technician at the Nature Conservancy. I spend a lot of time out on boats, monitoring oyster reefs, collecting eelgrass, and then spreading eelgrass throughout the bays. As you walk out of the forest into this beautiful clearing, you might notice that there's a difference in vegetation from the left to the right sides of the road. And there is. There's more narrowleaf cattail. There's some happier trees off in the distance. On the right, you'll notice there's some salt marsh hay. The reason that the vegetation on each side of the road is different is because there's more saltwater inundation happening on the right side of the road than there is on the left. You'll see many grasses that are commonly found in the salt marshes of the eastern shore. All around and closest to the trail is salt meadow cordgrass, also called salt meadow hay because of its fine texture. In the last century, farmers would put their livestock out into these salt meadow areas. The livestock would eat the hay, and that's why it's called salt meadow hay. Red-winged blackbirds nest among the narrow leaf and common cattails here. And in the summer, there are countless swamp rose mallow or marsh hibiscus plants blooming throughout.